about to open up my mouth, and I sneezed four times.
Let me try that again.
Bless you, by the way.
Good Lord. Goosebumps all over down my leg from sneezing the first time.
That's kind of nice.
Wow. Woo. All right, so how do I get that out of my mind? Another hour of the Doug Report, filled with Dougologists Rich McFadden.
I'm going to sneeze again.
I am perhaps the best Dougologist of them all.
You may be.
Jennifer running a close second, and then your kids.
Dougologist.
Those who know more about Doug than anybody on the face of this planet. So I would say his kids, maybe the former wife, Tony, and then you and I.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So we can be in the tell-all book. Doug Steffen, behind the phone.
Be in it. We're the ones writing it.
Yeah. Somebody's going to write it someday.
That's right.
Happy. Are you happy today or are you unhappy?
Short story.
You have what? Being happy is a short story?
No, your book.
Are you loved today or unloved? Which
I
is
am
it?
Loved.
Yeah. You have the ability to choose either of those two things. You know that, right? Are you attractive or unattractive?
I am attractive.
I've looked better.
Are you powerful or are you weak?
Oh, I'm powerful.
Yeah. I am powerful.
I am strong. I am woman. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. All right. So you can carry all of that stuff. You can carry love, happy, attractive, powerful in your mind, or you can carry unloved, unhappy, unattractive, weak in your mind. Which would you choose? I would certainly
take
want.
Take A, please.
Please.
Right. Why would you not want to take A over B?
But yet a lot of. If you're not feeling like that, Dougie, if you're feeling kind of icky, if you're having a bad day, all you have to do is fake it. I used to be the shyest kid in school, and I just started faking being outgoing, and look.
Yeah.
Look at this. She's on the radio.
I was the same thing. Then I got into sales.
Yeah.
That forces you to be outgoing.
Right.
Yeah.
Or hungry. One or the other.
One or the other.
Yeah.
You'll either talk or starve.
So what you impress on your mind is what you become. I am loved, I am happy, I am attractive, I am powerful. Your subconscious mind, when it hears that, it sort of develops a strategy or a plan. I am loved, I am happy, I am powerful, I am attractive. Relentless repetition changes your self-image. Those of you who you go around all the time, I remember Ellen Ratner used to say all the time, I hate my life! Drive me nuts. Because if you say that enough, your life's going to be miserable.
Yeah,
and here's a woman who has
a
lovely, wonderful circumstance in which she grew up, in which she exists.
Yeah.
I hate my life. What kind of a horrible thing is that? It's foolish.
Yeah, she's not really serious when she says it, though.
But you know what? It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right.
Yeah. Because you will create a bad life if you think about that.
Right. Right. So, loved, happy, powerful, attractive. Those are the four words you carry with you today. Loved, happy, attractive, powerful. You're all of those things. Keep impressing your subconscious mind. The psychologist will love you. The self-talk will change your self-image. It will. Loved, happy. I'm not even going to use those other words. Why would you? You don't want to reinforce those words. Think of yourself as becoming the person you want to be. Master of yourself. Right? You can be what you want to be. And if you'd like to see Follow, Just Follow Me. Was that from Tom Terrific?
Follow you, follow me. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing we can see.
Do. Okay. So, I have a suggestion.
Okay. Is this where you tell me to jump off a bridge again?
This is a suggestion for everybody who is greeting this good day in whatever language you speak, in whatever way you move. There are lots of ways of creating a good day. May I suggest this is one of them? Because I'm going back to the Diane Sawyer special of about a month ago, and I really back and forth thought about this for four or five times since then. They removed all the idea. The typical middle-class family's home, this report, Diane Sawyer goes in, and they take out all of the things that were not made in the USA. And when they did it in this house, there was nothing left in the kitchen but the sink, literally. They had truckloads of items that they brought in to replace everything that was made outside of America. Did you see this? Remember,
no,
I talked about it. Remember I said to you, if you spent $64 on USA-made items this year, it would create 200,000 jobs. And that proved out on Snopes. Remember that, Richie?
I said
it was about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just after the, remember we talked about the television report, mm-hmm. Jennifer, because I was fascinated at how little it took to change so much. So here's another step, if you will, courtesy of Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru. You know, Phil has very instructional ways about him, and he has some good real estate at DougStephan.com. Phil says, the R family brand of the Mandarin oranges says on the can, from China.
Wow.
If you go across the aisle and buy the Liberty Gold brand for 2 cents more, it comes from California. Let me underscore that again, ladies and gentlemen.
What brand is it again? Can you hit me with that, yeah.
The brand of Mandarin oranges that come from China is called Our Family. The brand of Mandarin oranges that comes from America is called Liberty Gold. The difference is 2 cents buying American. 2 pennies.
Hmm.
Two! Would you buy it because it was 2 pennies more expensive, but yet comes from California, comes from America? Otherwise, you are dumber than you look. Sorry. But I just think buying stuff and it costs you 2 cents more and you prefer to spend 2 cents less,
that close,
you are dumb.
There's no excuse, really.
Like a box of rocks. Now, whether the Chinese knowingly and intentionally export inferior stuff, toxic products, dangerous toys, that's not really the issue. I talk a lot about how annoyed I am and how annoying it gets to look at all of these recalls all the time. A lot of you believe that the trading privileges afforded to the Chinese ought to be suspended, but yet you go fill up your cart with stuff like this, the Mandarin oranges that say Our Family instead of the Mandarin oranges that say Liberty Gold. Look on the bottom of every product you buy. If it says Made in China or PRC, which is the, you know what PRC means?
People's Republic of
Thank
China.
Thank you.
That's yeah, very good, Jennifer.
Now
tell her what she's won, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
She wants some free e-food. You choose another product, folks. You'll be amazed at how dependent you are on Chinese products. And you'll be equally amazed at what you can do about it. Mandarin oranges. Say no to Our Family. Say yes to Liberty Gold brand. By the way, Mandarin oranges are yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are.
If 200, this is what you think about here. Need plastic eggs at Easter time? Look at the eggs and see where they come from. Just one example. This is not about the government. This is you assuming control on your own. If 200 million Americans refuse to buy $20 worth of Chinese goods, that's a $1 billion trade imbalance resolved in our favor. And fast. You want me to go through that number again, or have you got it?
No, do it again.
If 200 million of us refuse to buy just $20 of Chinese goods, that would be a billion-dollar trade imbalance resolved in our favor. $20!
Yep.
$60!
That's not bad. And no excuse for us to do that.
No, except if you don't think about it.
That's why I do not shop at Walmart.
That's exactly.
On a small basis, and that is why I buy American cars.
Yep. Let's see. I'm just looking at some of the other stats here. Most of the people who have been thinking about doing this say, oh, you know what, I'll wait till after vacation. I'm going to do it September 1st. That's a month. 1 month of trading losses. 1/12th of the American export system could change from August 1st to September 1st. So why not start doing this now? Now, now, now. If you keep buying cheap Chinese goods, You deserve what you get. That's all. You deserve what you get. How else can I say it? But isn't the best example the Mandarin Orange thing? That's what I thought.
Yep.
2 cents.
That's amazing. 2 cents different.
And not that not that you will be in the grocery store and be in that exact circumstance. But, you know, the big picture is if you have a choice, make the choice.
Make the choice.
And take the extra 5 minutes to look at the cans and
look
at the labels. Because that's what I'm guilty of. I'll just go in and pick what I know and I don't look. And that's no good.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to sell my cars and buy 2 new cars. And I am dead set on buying an American car. I really want to buy 2 Fords.
Well, you have 2 American cars now.
Yeah, I do. I do.
So, what's the big deal?
I'm going to replace it.
Get the Ford Edge. I really love it.
Yeah.
Love,
no,
love,
neat.
Love it.
Why
did
you buy one instead of Lexus then?
Because I didn't know I loved it until too late. I may, seriously, that may be the one I go to next. I've driven it several times as a rental, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Love it.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. You by now know how important it is to take care of your prostate or your husband's prostate. Your prostate can affect urine flow and sleeping habits. It can even affect intimacy. So do not wait. See your doctor for a checkup. Start taking Master Prostate Formula. The folks who are responsible are now making this. This is one of the great American products, speaking of American. You go to 800-716-6520, order a free bottle of Master Prostate right now. It's one of their 1 million they're giving away to show to you how this all works. You'll sleep better. You'll feel better. You will. And if you don't, you don't get any more. Free bottle at 800-716-6520. Prostate is so important for men. It really is. Just pay a small shipping and handling charge. The Master Prostate product works. That's why it's become so popular so quickly. Cut out all those frequent trips to the bathroom. Call right now for details on the million bottle giveaway of Master Prostate Formula. 800-716-6520.
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 micro cracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with SafeLight's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins, and we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Good for you. You're listening to Good Day.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough Shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Of August. We're halfway through the month of August already. Can you believe it? The Ides of August upon us.
Right.
This lady's name is Rose Marie Mazzella. She dropped the Mazzella and got on to the Dick Van Dyke Show, Hollywood Squares. She's on the Doris Day Show. Let's see, what else? She was on a lot of those shows that had celebrities, and the only celebrity they enjoyed was the fact they were on these shows. And so Rose Marie was born in the state in 1923.
Love the Dick Van Dyke Show.
She was Sally on Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
And then there is Craigor Ohanian. He didn't make it as Craigor Ohanian, but he made it as Mike Connors. Starred on the TV show Mannix.
Nice guy.
From that. He was also in today's FBI, Sudden Fear.
He's probably friends with your Bob Conrad friend, isn't he, Jennifer?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've met him a couple of times.
Yeah. Right. Okay, let's see here. Next up, Floyd Ashton. From the Tams. 78 today. This is pretty good stuff, Richie. 25 after on Good Day. Listen to this.
Some good old rock and soul, baby.
Listen to this, yeah. Wish you were screaming right now. I'd be dancing in my underwear, Richie.
Darn it.
Listen to the instrumental part of this, though. Listen to it. Hear how good that is? Well produced. For the era this came from. Pete York from the Spencer Davis Group. That's the first real hot pop rock noise group. Give Me Some Lovin', Keep On Running. This is really heavy.
Steve Winwood at 16 years old. Listen to this voice.
69.
Man.
This guy.
Listen to him on those keyboards.
16. Ba, 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 ba.
Hey.
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 There it is. Linda Ellerbe. From PBS. She was also on CBS. Born in the state 1944. Happy birthday to her. Let's see here. Tommy Aldridge, the drummer for the Black Oak. The Black Oak Archives. I don't know them. What's the story with them, Jennifer?
I have no idea.
It's like a southern rock kind of pop band.
Really?
From the 70s. Come on. You remember this song?
Jim Dandy, but it was done by somebody different, not by this guy.
No, these guys did it. They would have hit.
Yeah, but I mean, it was another one. It was an older.
When you hear the hook here, you listen.
I know the song. But it was done by somebody else. I can't remember who it is. Here's Bobby Caldwell.
You tried everything, but you don't give
up. I remember this.
Yep. 60 today. Actress Deborah Messing, born this day 1968. Remember she got her start with her naked butt on NYPD Blue?
That was her.
That was Dennis Franz.
I think hers appeared as well.
She was his butt double.
Yeah, right.
Adam Willard from Angels and Airwaves, 38 today. Got it?
Gotcha.
Princess Anne, daughter of Queen Elizabeth, birthday is today. And Ben Affleck, born this day 1972, so he's 41 today, right? No, he's 39 today. Is that right, 39?
What year?
1972.
39.
Yeah, he's 39. Yeah. Oh, he's doing all right for a kid who's 39. Tim Foreman, bass player for Switch Roots.
Switchfoot.
Yes. Is that what this is?
Switchfoot, yes. Yeah. And here's your Jonas Brothers to close it out.
Yeah, 22. Joe Jonas, 22 today.
Her image in wax at Madame Tussauds, an Emmy or two, and a role that outshines some mighty colorful tracksuits.
Jane Lynch is probably best known to our listeners as the evil coach of the Cheerios on Glee, Sue Sylvester.
Now Jane Lynch looks back at how she got where she is today in a new book called Happy Accidents. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Blame it all on low grades.
Too low to go anywhere but Illinois State University. She says that was fortunate because it turned out to have one of the finest drama departments in the entire country.
AARP book editor Alan Fallow.
Another happy accident was when she was doing a Frosted Flakes commercial in Hollywood, and it turned out that Christopher Guest was the director.
He also directed the hysterical improv movie Best in Show, with Jane's career-launching role as an erotic dog trainer. But underneath Lynch's funny and talented exterior, there's a dark side.
For the character of Sue Sylvester, Jane Lynch is very much drawing from her real life.
Jane's autobiography is about becoming a better person within yourself and with others.
She says, if I could travel back in time and give my 20-year-old self three bits of advice, I would tell that young woman, number one, lose the perm, number two, relax, and number three, be easy on your sweet self and don't drink Miller Lite tall boys in the morning.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
Mom, I need more pens, stat.
Or,
I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out.
Or our favorite,
I didn't know I needed a number two pencil for that test.
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you heard about these Jackie O tapes?
No.
No, really. Tell us about them.
Very funny. I surround myself with all kinds of sort of strange things. You know, I'm one who likes to chronicle stuff, and I like to get involved in lots of different types of discussions. And so from time to time I admit to reading Dear Abby. How many people admit to it?
Oh, I like Dear Abby. I haven't read it in a while,
but yeah.
No, it's not. It's, I don't know, her daughter or somebody.
Yeah. Whoever dear someone like Abby.
Yeah. Dear Francis.
Right. But
dear someone like Abby.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, this weekend I saw a Dear Abby posting that I was going to read. Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 16 and pregnant.
Uh-oh.
The father of my baby is my stepbrother.
Oh, gosh.
Mm. I like it so far.
Mm.
Okay, well,
it's
they're going to be okay, but it's still weird.
It's my fault because I seduced him when we were home alone.
Hmm.
Last night, my sister and I decided we'd go on a diet because I'm gaining weight, and she joked that I look like I was pregnant. I don't think she has any idea that I really am. I won't be able to hide this pregnancy much longer. My parents will go crazy. My stepbrother will also be in big trouble, even though it isn't really his fault, it's mine. I can tell you my mother will not be understanding. Please help me. Desperate for advice. Oh, you want to know what the advice is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're right, this is major trouble. But your parents will have to be told, not only because your pregnancy will soon become obvious, but also because, for the sake of the baby, you must have prenatal care. If you're afraid to tell them by yourself, then approach them with the help of another adult, either a close friend or a relative you can confide in. The only thing you shouldn't do is wait. Is that enough information?
What else can you say? I mean, you either run away and start a new life, you know, or you tell the parents, I guess. Ugh.
So, 16. Imagine if you're a parent, you have a 16-year-old daughter, and there's a stepbrother in the family. Now, that's what everybody's mind is going to. Oh, my God, what is my... What is this... What is
his... There was always the rumor with the Brady Bunch.
There was?
That Greg Brady was having an affair with... with the mother.
Well, with the mother, but also Greg and Marcia, too.
Yeah, the Partridge family?
No, it was the Brady Bunch, that's right.
Mm-hmm. See, this stuff is beyond my life. I don't encounter this stuff. But it's interesting to see how people are dealing. Here's another one. You ready? This is another Dear Abby. I'm dating a woman who's a prostitute and have developed feelings for her. The problem is her job gets in the way. Duh. I thought it would be
stupid.
I would be okay with this, but I'm not. She says she needs me and wants me in her life. She's talked about getting another job without taking off her pants, but nothing has happened. What shade? I do. My name is Not John. Dear Not John, this woman has already demonstrated that she's not going to change. What you ought to do is find a woman who isn't a prostitute and whose profession doesn't get in the way. It'll be healthier and less frustrating. Mm-hmm. So is that unfair to the prostitute? Just because she's a prostitute, does that mean she's a bad person?
No. Does not mean she's a bad person, but it means that she has a certain amount of baggage, like we all do, and it's up to her partner to decide if he can deal with it or not.
Right. Do you remember the line from Valentine's Day, that really neat movie? It was out a year before last on Valentine's Day, when Anne Hathaway's character with Topher Grace as the boyfriend, he just realized she's outside. They went to dinner on Valentine's Day, and she went outside because she had to take a call from one of the people that was paying for her services.
Right.
So she's talking dirty to him on a park bench.
Right.
And he comes out and he hears it, mm-hmm. and then he gets all upset.
Yes. But remember that scene? They got together in the end, but I do remember that.
Yeah, they did. Oh,
scene.
Yeah. Right. They had makeup sex.
Yes.
Yeah. Richie, why are you...
I never saw the movie.
Go see the movie. It's one of those, like, Love Actually.
I never see any movies now.
Oh. It's a great movie. I liked it.
Yeah, it is a good movie.
It was a Doug and Jen kind of movie, a chick flick.
Do you agree with me that it's like Love Actually?
Yes.
Yeah, same kind of
thing. I still like Love Actually better because nothing can replace that. But yes, it's similar.
But I find myself, when I see it, if I'm late night dozing off, like on Saturday night, that movie was on, and I watched it.
They're doing New Year's.
Another
Eve.
New Year's with the same cast.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, a few different people.
Really, who's different?
I can't remember, but I know they added a few people to the mix.
Yeah, but it was a great mix of people. And you got to wonder how easy it must be for those people to do what they do in reality. The people who are really good at it, you know how this sounds easy the way we do it? Because it is, because we've been doing it for a long time. Do you think actors and actresses find the work that easy? When you think about how much... I always think about it with regard. Now I think about it with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. She runs off to do a movie, doesn't have the script until she gets there, kind of learns the lines as they go along, and they just fit into whatever it is that they're shooting.
They just morph into the character.
Yeah. And they don't really have to. On the action flicks, you don't really have to know your lines because the takes are so quick.
Right.
There's maybe one sentence, so that's all you have to remember. And somebody can give you the sentence just before you go out to take the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think it depends. You're right. Action movies probably a little easier. But I think if you're really into the role or if the character's not too different from you, I bet it would be pretty easy to fall into.
Yeah. And so you wonder, the reason I ask that is because as with Ocean's 11, 12, and 13...
Mm-hmm.
Now, any of these ensemble, when John Wayne used to get together with all his pals and they'd, oh, by the way, let's go make a movie this month. Or when you see movies like Love Actually or this Valentine's Day, where they're all just sort of, the shots are quick and they all look like they're having a good time. And they must be having a good time because they get paid millions of dollars for doing this and they don't really have to, they don't have to do anything.
Sit here and try to think of actors in your head that don't play just themselves. Like, I would say Matt Damon doesn't play himself.
No, Matt's a good actor.
He's a good actor.
And Affleck is, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Leonardo DiCaprio, he'll do roles every once in a while.
DiCaprio is smart, good actor, has to really act. But does Clooney have to act anymore?
Nah, he doesn't act.
Nah. George Clooney's playing George Clooney.
Yeah.
John Wayne played John Wayne.
But that's what people want him to
do. That is what they want him to do. You're right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get to that status, George Clooney may be one of the only stars, movie stars.
Star. I'd say Matt Damon is a movie star.
He's getting there. I think you're right, Richie. He's getting there. But with the lifestyle
and everything, George Clooney is a total
star.
Yeah,
George Clooney, yeah.
Yeah.
He's carried on
that. Villa in Italy and...
Cary Grant type thing.
By the way... in the final scene of the final scene from the second or Ocean's 12, where he brings Michael Douglas's wife,
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine, yeah. mm-hmm. brings her to this villa in Italy where her father supposedly has been in hiding. Do you remember that scene?
Kind of. Is that George's house?
That's George's house.
One day I'll get there. You know, he's dating that wrestler now. He's dating Stacy Keibler.
Who's that? I don't know who that is.
Oh, my goodness.
She was on Dancing with the Stars. She's hot. She's about 10 feet tall with, and all legs. And,
wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a wrestler with all legs?
She used to be a wrestler, and then she went on Dancing with the Stars. And now I don't really know what she does.
Yeah,
but she
remember her, Doug. She was, I'm screaming hot.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
The one I think is screaming hot is Beth Phoenix, the wrestler.
I don't keep up with
who's
the wrestlers.
Beth Phoenix.
Oh, my God, is she built? Oi.
Oh, let's see. Beth Phoenix?
I think that's her name. Maybe
is
I'm
she in the WWE?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, she's everywhere.
Huh.
Yeah, that's, she's, oi, man.
Now you have us all Googling Beth Phoenix.
Well, let's see, that's good. We check it all out.
But 17. I know your type when it comes to that stuff.
Right. Oh, yeah, she's hot, Dougie, you're right.
17 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Light.
She looks like a man.
No, yeah, a little manly.
Yeah, she does.
Doug always likes him a
look
little.
Look at those chic, man. Ugh.
Life will give you whatever experience is most helpful for the evolution of your consciousness. Something to think about, Richie. Life will give you
thank
whatever
you for that thought.
Experience is most
Monday.
Helpful.
Do you only
write that down
and
get back
to you
on Thursday?
In arm wrestling, by the way?
What's that?
No.
Do you only date that's women it. That can beat you in arm wrestling?
It's fun. Physical stuff is fun. Come on. If this is you, you used to be energetic, happy, the ladies loved you. Now, you can't arm wrestle with any of the ladies. You fall asleep on the couch. You're irritable, and you're so out of shape. If that's you, now is the time to come to your own aid, to the rescue. For you who would like to be an ageless male, have a natural supplement you can use that will raise your testosterone by 61%. And maintain healthy, normal levels, no injections, no appointments. It's healthy testosterone levels that make you energetic, that make you look good, make you feel good. That's what you want. So right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call this number now, 800-864-4031. Yes, I'm speaking to you. You want to be the ageless male, so call 800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. If you notice things are different, you want them to go back to the way they were, then get with the program. Your testosterone levels are dropping. This will help naturally improve the situation by up to 61%. You've heard me and others talk about this. Boost your testosterone. Boost your performance. Just boost your life. It's a game changer. Be an ageless male. Ask for it by name when you call risk-free 800-864-4031. That's 800-864-4031.
Technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 microcracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with SafeLight's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Stumped on how to spruce up your child's room? Help is here. You can easily create the perfect kid-friendly space by connecting to the power in color. Renowned designer Genevieve Gorder has tips on how to design your child's room or nursery.
Color really has the power to transform a space and set the mood for a room, and paint is a great way to incorporate color. For children's rooms, don't be afraid to bring in a sophisticated palette. Look for paint that has no VOCs and is mold and mildew resistant, like Valspar Plus, which is certified by the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. Also, try to build your child's design sense by incorporating heirloom, vintage, or adult furniture pieces that would fit in anywhere else in your home. These are pieces that your child can grow up with and bring with them.
Do you have any tips for storage?
You can easily conceal the chaos of toys with upholstered boxes, wooden crates, canvas bins, or even a vintage steamer trunk.
You can make home designing fun, not overwhelming. For more kid-friendly tips and color inspiration, visit ValsparPaint.com.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." "That's not an important letter, I guess."
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
"I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Ambaren, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Ambaren restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambaren eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
I want to say hi to Kathy Jewell. Everybody say hi to Kathy Jewell.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
How you doing?
Nice to have you there on your morning walk. She's got a bulldog she's taking out for a walk. I think she says she has a bulldog. Looks like Charlotte. Taking him for a walk. Nice. And then there are Andrea Metcalf's dog is called Piggy. She sent me a picture of the dog over the weekend in a big tin can.
Little Piggy.
Little Piggy. And then there are that video we had last week. With the dog out, or it was the week before, I think you were here, week before last, the dog on the skateboard going out into the ocean.
Yeah.
The bulldog.
Yeah, the skimboard.
That's made it around. Yes, yes, yes. May I be the first to wish you namaste,
namaste.
Is that how you pronounce it?
That's what I said.
Why do you laugh at me?
I love you. That was just cute.
Namaste. I never heard the word
namaste
before.
Namaste. It's like good.
It's a greeting. It's like good day. It's like.
It's what you say at the end of yoga class.
Namaste.
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 What namaste.
Is it clear? Namaste. What does it clear away from you? Namaste.
I don't know. It's just goodwill, good fortune, peace. Yeah.
Namaste. I have to remember that. Richie, can you remember that?
I'm looking it up right now, so I know what it
is. N-A-M-A-S-T-E.
Yeah,
namaste.
Yeah.
It's sort of, I think it means to bow.
Conventional Hindu expression on meeting or parting. Used by the speaker, usually while holding the palms together vertically in front of the
I'm
bosom.
I'm doing it right now. Mm-hmm. I'm holding, I am.
That's Jennifer, can I hold my palms seriously together in front of your bosoms?
Yeah. You do it and you go, namaste.
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 Yeah. Ooh, and that's my left.
Namaste.
Yeah, and they do, no, it's actually, it looks like it's
namaste.
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 Greetings. Good day.
There you go.
Doug Steffens, namaste.
Have a good day. Namaste. I bow to you, Rich. I bow to you. The spirit
in
me respects the spirit.
Stay away from my bosoms, buddy.
All right. There it is. How to end a perfectly wonderful hour. 51 after on Good Day.
Namaste.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Wild weather over the weekend that proved to be more than messy, it was deadly. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The Indiana State Fair reopens today with a memorial service to those killed on Saturday night. Five people lost their lives when a gust of wind took down the concert stage just minutes before the country band Sugarland was to begin their set. No members of the band were injured. This witness blamed Indiana State Fair officials for the deaths.
I feel we should have been evacuated. I don't think they did enough to get people into a secure location and to actually make sure that we were all okay.
But Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels defended the state fair, which did not issue a mandatory evacuation as that storm approached.
What no one knew, and it's not clear to me at this stage, how anyone could have foreseen a sudden, highly localized blast of wind in one place.
Concertgoers were told the show would be delayed until a storm passed and were given areas to go to take cover if they felt it was needed. Meanwhile, in the Northeast, rain and too much of it, a massive soaker of a storm that left many roadways underwater from Washington, D.C. to New York City. Cars were abandoned as roads flooded out. The heavy rain causing major delays and cancellations at all New York area airports.
I was on a plane and the plane moved away from the gate and it was just stuck on the tarmac for about 2 hours.
Speaking of airports, a new one-day rainfall record was set at Kennedy Airport in New York City of 7.5 inches. Some areas to the east of New York on Long Island received nearly 11 inches of rain yesterday. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around, and you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens, stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
Many investors took the weekend to catch their breath after one of the wildest rides ever last week on Wall Street. On Friday, the Dow finished with a 126-point gain to 11,269, ending a volatile week. The Nasdaq and S&P were also up on Friday. It was a big political weekend for the Republican presidential field. The focus was on the Iowa straw poll on Saturday. Here's your winner.
With 16,892 Iowans voting, the winner of the 2011 Iowa straw poll is Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann.
On the flip side, you had Tim Pawlenty, the former governor of Minnesota, who finished a disappointing third, and that led to this announcement on ABC's This Week program.
We needed to get some lift to continue on and to have a pathway forward. That didn't happen, so I'm announcing this morning on your show that I'm going to be ending my campaign for president.
And there's a new Republican candidate as well, Texas Governor Rick Perry, announcing that he's in. Let's check out some gas prices now.
Fill it up.
And according to the latest Lundberg survey, we're paying less. The average price per gallon down 9 cents over the past 3 weeks. The national average for regular now at $3.61. Business at the box office over the weekend.
You have no idea what you're dealing with.
We're dealing with apes. Rise of the Planet of the Apes on top for a second straight weekend with another $27.5 million. Couple of sports-related closing notes. The PGA Championship at the Atlanta Athletic Club, the last of this year's major golf tournaments. It went to a three-hole playoff, and Keegan Bradley, the winner over Jason Duffner. The 25-year-old Bradley capturing his first major title and the first major he ever played in. He's one for one. Not bad. And finally, we take you back to last Friday at the White House. President Obama welcomes the Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers.
Hey, this is a hard thing for a Bears fan to do.
Yes, the president, a big Bears fan. The two teams have quite a rivalry. The Packers, by the way, are a publicly owned team, and the PAC's Charles Woodson made the president a part owner.
We would like to present you with this, and it hurts us a little bit to give you this as well. But we'll give you shares of the Green Bay Packers.
Man, that is outstanding.
And President Obama wasted no time as a new part owner of the Packers.
I think we should initiate a trade to send Rodgers down to the Bears.
Referring to Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Oh, sounds like President Obama's approval rating just took another hit. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Doug Stephens, good day.
Fish, apparently, according to research, document, can talk to each other. Fish communicate with noises, including grunts,
really?
Chirps, and pops.
It's like a husband.
Doug Stephens, good day.
Why do I bother?
The show that NASA would call a controlled crash. Hey, get good day to go.
Welcome to DougStephens.com. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like a good day to go, please.
Take us with you with a good day podcast. Download and listen at your convenience at DougStephens.com.